clever thing to say. In dating a hide is a real nice way to spend day. In dating a hide on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903.
Nice way to spend a day, and bringing us all up to the present, 2017. There's a nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio tomorrow, thanks to our guests today, members of Dayton Inspires and the service fraternity from University of Dayton, Gamma Epsilon Lambda. We'll first start with a friend of the show, a couple of friends of the show, and members of Dayton Inspires. Matt Sliver, welcome. Thanks for coming, Matt.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, Nikki.
It's such a delight to have you guys back. I'm all about what you do. Also, Brett Hill of Dayton Inspires, thanks for coming in today.
Greetings. Good to be back.
Yeah. Tell us about, we're gonna get to this wonderful idea that a colony of helpful, soulful, inspired ants are going to get into the neighborhood at Wright Dunbar tomorrow and do some great work. But first, talk about how Dayton Inspires came to be and what you started as and what your mission looks like today.
Great. So basically, just the four or five of us got together. You know, we'd all grown up in Dayton. Dayton's always had this stigma around it that there's nothing to do, no place to go. So we really just wanted to, you know, create something that would, you know, bring some life back to Dayton. Just get people involved, give them something to do with their hands, just inspire them in general. So in the first year, we did the murals, some Snapchat filters, helped get the ball rolling. You know, we're really just trying to inspire people to go out and do their own thing. So we started, in 2015, we started with the cleanups. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of just my brother came to us and was like, hey, I want to clean underneath this bridge.
Zach, friend of the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, and 80, 90 people showed up that day, and we cleaned, you know, how long did it take? About 4 hours, something like that?
Yeah, well, we mobbed. It's
and
amazing.
Cleaned up glass. You find all kinds of crazy stuff under there. And, you know, and just from that, we realized how much people wanted to be involved. And so we started scheduling these cleanups. We partnered with Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, and they gave us all the tools, the materials, the inspiration, and then just brought it back to Dayton.
You guys are meeting up at the Mount Enon Baptist Church tomorrow. That's at 1501 West 3rd Street at 9:30 in the morning. And you'll go through the early afternoon until 1:30. And all supplies are made for you. Are you looking for additional volunteers at this time? Or, I mean, is it a situation where you've already got it set? Or can people just show up tomorrow?
People can certainly show up if they'd like to. We have another public cleanup event on May 20th. The idea that we had behind this particular cleanup was we had the opportunity to partner with GEL, which is a UD service fraternity. And getting volunteers is one of the hardest parts about getting these cleanups together. You know, there's a lot of work, a lot of planning that goes into these things. And when they came to us, you know, you guys have, 150 students that are willing to, you know, develop this program with us. So we just kind of took that opportunity as we can get the word out a little bit more. We can get UD students involved in Dayton, especially the west side of Dayton.
What's notable about this cleanup, well, I mean, they all are. First of all, you think about the things that we could do with our energy. This, mm-hmm. you know, we eat food and this energy stored in our muscles. Some people go to the gym. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But this is like, instead of taking that energy and just spinning it on a bicycle or running around a track, when you're done, you've exercised and you have something pretty remarkable to show for it.
Yeah, for sure. And just to take the opportunity to do something selfless, something that's based in servitude, is a bigger inspiration than a lot of people realize, you know, before they engage with that. It's something that I think a lot of people put to the back of their minds, doing something that's not for themselves, which mm-hmm. is great. Like, I do most things I do for, you know, myself or my family or my community. But, like, when it comes down to it, doing something for someone other than yourself or for your city is a true inspiration. I mean, when you take ownership of something, mm-hmm. and that's been something super inspirational for me, watching people integrate with the cleanups and these efforts, is watching how much that kind of awakens them to something they've been missing out on. And mm-hmm. it feels good in a deeper part than a lot of people are willing to, like, you know, bring out in themselves a lot. So it's a huge inspiration to do it and to be a part of it and to kind of watch what it does, how it trickles down, the effect lasts.
Yeah, when you're done, take a little bike ride through that area and just
Gorgeous. Just
soak it in.
Just when we had started meeting with Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, so over the Rhine, we all been down there 10 years ago. That was not a place to go. They've done to date, I believe, 2,000 of these properties. So they go in, they landscape it. You know, they put the plywood up over the doors and windows, and just a very small thing, just painting those boarded up structures to look like it's a door and a window.
Oh, yeah.
It just gives it like a little bit of art on the street, you know, and it just kind of removes. Yeah, it restores the dignity back.
Yeah.
You know, people grow up in neighborhoods like I personally grew up in Beaver Creek, and, you know, you'd get a fine for, you know, not mowing your grass.
Right.
And then my parents have since moved over to the west side in this neighborhood that we're cleaning up, and there's illegal dump sites, you know, right around the corner. And we're talking like an entire garage stacked to the top, just full of the most random stuff you could possibly imagine.
How does that word get around? Isn't that weird? I mean, like, oh, yeah, people are dumping over there. I mean, how does that become a thing?
Well, I think it's just kind of – it becomes the – sad to say, it becomes kind of a status quo for some communities.
You just accept it.
And honestly, you just kind of look over it after a while. When you've been living in that or around that, surrounded by that, it becomes such a – part of the facade, you don't really think about it. And so to look at it objectively and to take ownership of something like the West Side, which a lot of people who aren't integrated, you know, with anywhere maybe than a couple communities in Dayton, maybe, you know, in St. Anne's Hill or in the West Side or down in the Oregon or in any of the suburbs, you know, to take ownership of a part of the city that is still very much Dayton. It's just
a
part that no one hardly goes to.
And historic, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite thing about the fact that we're doing it where we are this time is that it's in Paul Warren Stunbar's neighborhood.
Yeah, this house is right around the corner from 8 vacant properties.
Wow.
Like completely vacant, decrepit. One of the houses is just falling apart.
Yeah, this is a National Historic Site. You know, this is like a Dayton gem that we have. You know, Paul Warren Stunbar is an icon. So.
And the city does a great job. The city and the county do a great job taking care of this stuff. But the true thing here is that citizens need to take initiative over their neighborhoods too. Yeah, I have a little bit of a vested interest with my parents living in that neighborhood, but that's what needs to happen. People need to walk in and be like, this needs to change, and clean it up. There's some beautiful homes over there. People that really, really appreciate living there.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that there's a bunch of vacants that nobody took care of. Mm-hmm. And that's not their fault. And they, you know, they don't have the time or the resources. And, you know, Dayton Inspires is about, you know, showing people how to do this, all the connections that they would need. I mean, the county drops this big truck off that has every tool you could possibly imagine in there, from weed whackers to hedge trimmers to anything. And you just – people don't know about those resources. And so
just get together.
You just got to show them.
And do. And there are resources available. And it's just this beautiful example of helping yourself – we helping ourselves. This act buoys us all up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's move to our members of the Gamma Epsilon Lambda fraternity. Well, I guess it's not a fraternity, is it? Because in-house we have Beth Krause. Beth, thanks for being here today.
Hi.
So it's a service fraternity.
Yeah.
And I live most of my life in blissful ignorance and did not know that there were fraternities based around service, which I don't know if you're aware, the founder of Antioch College's famous quote is, be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that maybe that has resonated through the years for you. Tell me about this fraternity.
Yeah, so this is our 24th year at UD, originated at Miami University, but our main mission since we started 24 years ago was to create a more strong bond between UD and the greater Dayton community. So historically, we've mostly just worked with, you know, tutoring kids and after-school programs and food banks. But this is our first large effort to really get into the city of Dayton. And I think a lot of UD students don't really go into downtown Dayton.
Too far off campus, really, right? I mean, you've got a lot to do
there.
But then it's nice to be reminded that you're nestled in a historic richness, an art richness, and so an opportunity to get out. That's nice.
Yeah, so we heard about this opportunity, and we thought it was such a logical next step for us.
Right. It's like a partnership that was...
It's a true partnership.
A true partnership.
They've helped us with every little bit of this.
Great. Also from Gamma Epsilon Lambda, which is shortened to GEL, by the way, is a young man. You're a junior at UD this year. You also work at Catapult Creative with digital design. And Jamie Stanzek, tell me how you became, how you got scooped into this initiative.
Well, hi, Nikki. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for coming.
But I guess I kind of just started this project with Matthew. He said he wanted to do another cleanup project and really introduced me to Dayton Inspires. And we kind of mapped out the neighborhood from the ground up. We just went in his car and drove around the neighborhood, and he showed me around. And I really never understood how much of a historic neighborhood and how, you know, beautiful and artistic some of these houses and neighborhoods look like. And it's looks like such rich heritage in a neighborhood. And then right next to it, you see these like these devastated houses and these dump zones. And it's really, it takes you back a step. And that really got me excited to start working with them. So I'm just excited to finally make the transition to start cleaning up the city of Dayton rather than just the university. It's nice to cross that bridge, literally and figuratively. Mm. No, we don't cross, as Beth said, I-35, the bridge. We don't, as UD students, go into the city. And there's so much for the city to offer us. And I really hope that I can kind of help set the precedent for students to go in and actually make an impact in the city.
Yeah,
totally.
It's one of those, everybody wins. Yeah. I just am delighted and fulfilled to think that there is such a thing as a service fraternity. Jamie, how did you become aware of GEL?
So I was not actually aware of GEL until they started working with us. I personally, I'm not actually a member of GEL. I'm just through Catapult Creative.
He works for
okay.
me.
Okay. I got you.
I work for Matthew.
You're a UD student.
Yes.
Okay, but you're a conduit.
Yeah.
We're going to call him a conduit.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was not aware of GEL actually. And then as soon as we started working with Beth and GEL, I actually heard about them all over the place now. And I think it's really cool that there's this fraternity dedicated solely, instead of the social aspect, to just helping other people. And I think 150 people strong, you can make a huge difference. And as Matthew said before, their last cleanup project, they had not even that many people. And what they did in 4 hours was incredible. So I'm really excited for this Saturday.
Yeah, it's expected. I see here written that you're going to be painting 14 vacant houses. 14?
Yep.
Houses.
Something like that.
Cleaning up four vacant lots and illegal dumping zones.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get plenty of befores and afters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you guys haven't ever seen the video for Dayton Inspires, it's on the website. But we had our last cleanup, we had 74 volunteers. In about 4 hours, we cleaned, I believe, 8 tons of trash.
Wow.
It's an insane amount. Like, we found half a car in one of these dump zones. Like, I don't even know what happened to the other half, but whatever. So, this one, 10 to 12 tons of trash in 3 hours.
It's good estimate.
Three and a half, four
just
hours.
Remarkable.
It's going to be crazy.
Beth, how did you just come? Did you, when you came to UD, were you aware of the, of GEL, the service fraternity? How did you become aware?
Yeah, so a friend told me about it freshman year. I joined last year, my sophomore year, and yeah.
Yeah. So what do you, when you all get together, do you just, you meet, you talk about the current project, and then do people get to suggest projects for next?
Mm-hmm. So we have a chair, a special service chair, which is how we found Matthew and Dayton Inspires. And so we talk about different opportunities coming up in the next 2 weeks that are, you know, more special, like this project. And then we have our weekly activities, like the Dakota Center and the Ronald McDonald House, which we do every week.
Well, it's just a match made in heaven, all of this. Dayton Inspires, I love the idea of it. It just makes me feel good to see mm-hmm. young people taking pride in where we live, and not just a passive pride. This is an active, not just is Dayton wonderful, but we're going to make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, if you look down the road, what do you see? How do you steering projects coming up for Dayton Inspires?
Well, like I said, I really want people, you know, it'd be great if people would just like clean up their own trash.
Sure.
It'd be great, you know?
Sure.
So one thing that our partner, so we're not a nonprofit organization, but we started out of the Up Dayton Summit. So Up Dayton is our nonprofit arm, and there's also another group called Longest Table. So I hope I'm not like blowing the lid on these guys, but
no,
one
ahead.
Thing that we've been talking about, I want to do a citywide parks cleanup. So I would like the neighborhoods to get involved, pick their park, put it on a map. We all go out, clean up our own individual parks in our neighborhoods, We'll give them all the tools, all the resources, help them promote it, get their neighborhood involved, everything, and then come back downtown and have a meal at the Longest Table.
Lovely.
So that's what I would like to do before the end of the year.
Lovely. Of course, Dayton Metro Parks does a Earth Day cleanup, but that's you know, those are specific parks. Everything from Riverscape.
Just your little neighborhood parks.
Yeah, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, and it doesn't take like a massive cleanup of a devastated area. I mean, this can mean just the active participation of you're walking down the street a week after a cleanup in an area you didn't even clean up and just picking up the trash you see on the ground. I mean, me and Matt were walking downtown yesterday and some woman just kicked some trash that she dropped into the street. Like, she had armfuls of stuff I guess she was about to throw away, but like, she dropped one, she just kicked in the street.
Like, well.
Just don't do that. It's a change in mentality
really
is what it comes down to. It's just like changing your mind to not thinking of the, you know, the world as your garbage can, especially not my city.
And think about these little acts that we can do and the cumulative effect of that. Mm-hmm. Like, for a while there, back there, I wanted to start a group that was going to be called the Penny Flippers, because when I was a little kid, I was told that if you find a penny that's heads up, it's going to bring you good luck. Mm-hmm. But if I ever found one that was tails up, I would just flip it and move on so the next person could have some good luck, you know?
Yeah.
Little acts. We've been talking to Matt Sliver and Brett Hill of Dayton Inspires and Jamie Stanzak and Beth Krause of the UD Service Fraternity, Gamma Epsilon Lambda, and that's shorthanded to GEL. And the cleanup starts tomorrow, 9:30. Everybody getting together at Mount Eaton Baptist Church. You can show up, but you've already made arrangements. You got everything in place.
Yeah.
And for 4 hours. And if you can't be there or aren't going to be participating, you might want to just, if you have a little chance this afternoon, drive around the Wright Dunbar neighborhood, take a little eyeful, and then go back tomorrow afternoon. And I'm sure.
See what's going on.
You could also sign up for the May 20th cleanup on our website. There's a little contact form. You can fill it out. Everything's good to go.
And is that DaytonInspires.com?
Yes,
DaytonInspires.com. And you can also search on Facebook and find Dayton Inspires as well. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much
on behalf
us.
Of, yeah.
Absolutely.
I appreciate these acts of goodness, acts of community and civic engagement and betterment. Mm-hmm. And let's keep it up. You guys keep me posted.
For sure.
There's
a pretty good Paul Laurence Dunbar quote that kind of ties in. Since it's his neighborhood, I figured it would be pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
Hope is tenacious. It goes on living and working when science has dealt it, which should be its death blow. I think for his own neighborhood to have hope kind of attached to this, you know, because that's definitely a massive chunk of, you know, the inspiration that we seek to be a part in is just inspiring hope, you know. Dayton's definitely like not seen anything it hasn't seen before. You know, Dayton's been up and down for eons, you know, for generations and generations. So, you know, I think right now I'm pretty blessed to be living here in a time when it's just moving upward and upward, you know. And I think to get back to, like, our roots and go clean up, like, you know, one of our token patron saints of Dayton, you know.
Yeah.
good old Paul Ernst Dunbar to go clean up his neighborhood and having a little hope attached to that's definitely going to go a long way.
Sure.
You know, I wasn't born and raised here, but I've been here for a decade and a half.
Oh, you're a true Daytonian.
I know. But I remember shortly after I got here that Forbes magazine – I'll never forget it. I'll just never forgive them. Named Dayton among the top 5 dyingest cities.
Thanks, guys.
And I just thought, who?
A pox upon you.
Who did that? Who decided that? And what factors were involved in that calculation? Because when I came here, I was just astonished at the thriving arts community, the level of engagement.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't used to that level of high culture. And
Pox on
I'll never
Forbes.
Forget it. It's been a long time ago now, and I'll never forget.
State are the cool ones, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we stuck around.
We're resilient. That's definitely comes with being Daytonian. You definitely got to have some resilience.
A little bit of resilience. Well, Dayton
hope.
Inspires is a part of what is right about our gym city.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Stanzak, thanks for coming. Brett Hill, thank you so much. Matthew Sliver and Beth Krause. And just plow on. Keep it up.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much.
Right on.